Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show. We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are Jack and Jill, and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello. I want to slow you down one day.
No, she just said before we got on the show, you gotta slow it down.
Yeah, you're tired.
Welcome to our show, crazy man. In this episode, Jill and I talk about our Monday deal review, lots and acreage. This is a new thing. We're going to talk about the deals we're doing every Monday. Great show today, Jill. I'm excited, actually. I love talking about land deals. Let's take a question, though, before we get into it. Posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Ryan asked, I have a couple of friends who are looking to increase their leads. For those of you who have used Data Doorstep, this is in our thing here, as a realtor or for a realtor, how do you use it? Can you help me figure out what criteria to pick? I'm looking at doing some direct mail campaigns for my friends. Thanks for help in advance. And then he put a little PS to you, Jack, that I know this is something that you have in the works.
Yeah,
it is. So that's cool.
Yeah, we're vertically going to release about four programs like we do for land. And one of them specifically is to help real estate agents get listings. And I'm reading through the lines here, but I think that's what Ryan's asking me. He's got, he's a member. He's got Data to Doorstep. He uses it, but he's got realtor friends who want to take a crack at sending out offers for houses and maybe getting listings out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what you do. This is how Jill and I wholesale houses. We pick an area based on we only work with one buyer at a time. He's the guy who actually rehabs the house. But he's always looking for super cheap property to rehab so he can resell it and increase his margins. So what we do is we pick an area that we know he loves, and then we send offers out. We buy them, market them up 10 grand, and just sell them to him. You know, I don't care if it's a $500,000 house, market up 10 grand. If it's an $80,000 house, which we don't do anymore, we market up 10 grand. But you might in your area. So what Ryan is saying, how can I help these realtors? Well, it's the exact same thing. That's why I went through that lengthy description.
That was wondering. I'm like, cause
just the actual piece of mail that you send out is different. I know people that do that, and then the sellers call back and say, I'm not going to sell my house for that much, but I will accept an offer at X, which is higher. And then they say, you know, that's too high. I'm a real estate agent. How about I just list it? And I'm not a fan of that at all. And that will never make a package. The right way to do it is just to say I'm an agent, like I think you're supposed to by law. I have a buyer in the area, and I'm interested in purchasing your house with this buyer for X.
So what I hear you saying is go through all the – as you're picking your criteria, you should just tweak your criteria to whatever that realtor wants. For example, this neighborhood – 3-bedroom, 2-bath, this size house, this price range. I'm trying to get leads for those type of properties. Bingo. Then you can quickly, in 15 minutes, spit out a list of all the owners and all the details of that exact property.
Yep.
And then you can do whatever you want with it, Ryan. The answer is yes.
I mean, here's what the whole program is going to be about. It's in less than probably 45 seconds, maybe 30 seconds. You're a real estate agent on a $200,000-$400,000 house. After all the splits and stuff, you're going to make $3,000-$5,000 if everything goes perfectly. Why not find a buyer to represent who buys houses all over the place all the time to rehab? Represent the buyer and just take a fee on the deal. There's no other agents involved. Now you have half the works done because the property is going to be purchased right when you find it. So instead of trying to get a listing, this works for listings too, by the way. But instead of trying to get a listing, why not just wholesale it, find a buyer and represent that buyer in a ton of deals, which will lead to more buyers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I would use it, Ryan. I hope it's the Ryan that I know, because he's a good guy. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call this number, 800-725-8816. Today's topic is Monday deal review, lots and acreage. Jill, what's in the acquisition pipeline?
Well, you know, I love it. And actually, I'm pulling up the email right now to share it because it's really, really, really
How many
cool.
deals do we have in the pipeline ballpark? I'm thinking, I haven't looked recently. It's like 340, I think.
I can't keep up. I really can't. It is so awesome. So here's what I got. This is the email that I got yesterday. Hi, I'm looking to sell some land in New Mexico. Would you by any chance be someone who could negotiate purchasing this land? I have four for sure, potentially 6 to 8 lots near blank water state park along blank road in New Mexico. They belong to my mother-in-law and her sisters and were left to them by my father. They don't want them. I know they want to sell, blah, 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 blah. Please reach out to me. What was really funny is I'm like, oh my gosh, hi. And I used her name. We bought a couple parcels from you. I don't know if you remember from da-da-da-da. I said, yes, we are interested. Yeah. So she was on it. I'm like, oh, it's funny because I just saw her name the other day as I'm scrolling down a list. And it's funny that so she popped up. And so she immediately piped right back. Oh my gosh. Hi, Jill. Thank you so much. Okay, here's the detail for the four lots that are available right now.
Are they in the water?
It's in
this
a subdivision.
Isn't even in the system yet.
No.
I'm learning stuff here too.
No, these are great, pretty, pretty lots. I love that there's so many. This is stuff I look for because I don't want to mess around. I want to get them all at one time. I'm not going to, you know, on this kind of things.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's now, you know, so nice.
Here's just a second on multi-unit deals. When you have a seller just like Jill described, and normally I wouldn't even respond to this, but she's we've purchased properties from her in the past, so that's great. But out of the blue like this, and then it starts a negotiation. What you want to do is just get, the whole point is to get sellers to send their mail back, send the offers back signed so you can do the process of the deal like it's process, you know, buying a pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, she's got multiple property. We already purchased properties from her. So she understands that we don't pay retail.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got four lake waterfront or
four and maybe eight.
So eight, now you're doing all the work and you're going to make 8 times the money.
Exactly.
Multiple units.
We already have a relationship.
Yeah.
She knows how we roll. We know how she rolls.
Yeah, that's all because
we all know each other.
She likes Jill.
Yeah,
that's really
really cool. So
everybody loves
you. Yeah,
Jill.
Thank you. But I love these, and that's it. Well, you know, my thing too is you don't want to be not answer the phone. It's good to have established not just from your buyers and your sellers. You know, I mean that's not a bad thing. Now, however, don't go crazy like you and I talk about all the time, Jack, that just because you have a relationship with this person and they send you all kinds of stuff, don't be buying stuff outside of your criteria at that time. Hey, my friend has this. You want to buy it? And that, if it doesn't meet your criteria, don't mess around.
Yeah.
You know, stick to what you're working on, because it'll zap a lot of your time and
yeah.
And you don't want to do that.
Yeah, establish an acquisition criteria and stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you can make some money on a house in New Jersey, just don't. It's too much. Stick to your acquisition criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Unless New Jersey houses are your acquisition criteria, then knock yourself out.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So yeah, it's really good. So I love it. I'm excited. I'm happy. And what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I was moving on.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
That's all we're going to share?
Well, you go ahead. Let's talk about more deals. No. People ask us, like, can you guys talk about the deals you're doing? Why do you talk about this other silly stuff all the time?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so here's what I would do.
I love talking about real estate deals, by the way.
Well, okay. you're skipping along the top here.
I'm sorry.
Jack, okay.
All right, go ahead.
So here's my next steps.
It's your show.
This is what I want everyone to take away from this. Okay, so what are my next steps? Now I've got the details. Now I need to find out... there's two things that have to happen. A, do I even want it? And B, what is she asking? So that's the next step. You don't want to be in a perfect world in this type of scenario. You want to find out if you are on the same page financially. Because if you're not on the same page financially, get the heck out of there and move on. So if she, like Jack just said, she knows me, she knows us. She has an idea of what we're going to pay, how fast we're going to close, and how the deal's going to go down. So I'm going to assume at this point, you know, this, she's going to be, you know, we're all on the same page. But imagine this was somebody just random. You know, you get your next step would be, great, thank you, and don't put in a day's work on this, by the way. The lady just sent me back the details. Don't sit and analyze it yet, because you want to find out even if it meets your whatever. You want to find out, are they asking $500? Are they asking $5,000? If they say, oh, I want $5,000, then just stop right there. Don't even do any more work. Thank you very much. That's not what I'm looking for. Move on. So I want to just help everybody not waste a lot of time.
Yeah, here's I had to let somebody go for this, what I'm about to bring up, and they just, because they couldn't grasp it, and they were a former real estate agent, and I believe that's the source of the issue. Price should not be a point of negotiation. What the heck does that mean? What it means is that you mail an offer out, and if you're offering $1,000, and they call back and say, I really do want to sell my property, my answer historically has been, then please sign the agreement that we sent you, and send it back, or scan it, or send it, let me know that you're going to do that, and we'll process it, and we'll get the thing done for you as fast as possible. If they say something like this, oh, wait, $1,000 is not going to work for me. Or worse yet, they say, okay, and then we get down, you know, 2-3 days later, or 3 or 4 phone calls later, and it's like, well, no, that price never worked for me. On the very first phone call, you need to say, does that price work? Is $1,000 acceptable? Is $500 acceptable? And if they say no, not at all, I personally stop there, which is what, this is one of the reasons that Jill's better at this than I am, because she'll sit around on the phone and make sure that she'll get the price that she wants by just pure filibuster.
No, I don't.
That's how she does it at home here too.
No, I do not. You're so
it's a compliment.
Silly.
It's a huge
thank
compliment.
You. I don't filibuster.
I know.
No, but
by befriending them and saying, look, you know, it's, but you know,
I pass on a lot of deals.
This is actually the technical too. So I'll just say it right now. The next segment of the show, price is not negotiable most of the time. And it seems ironic and it feels wrong, because everybody since the beginning of time has sat around a table and negotiated a price about a real estate deal. I don't do it. The offer is the offer, and that's it. And if for whatever reason you find yourself low on offers, which would crack me up, send more mail out.
Mm-hmm.
And buy the properties at your price. Exactly. Control your destiny. Buy the properties at your price. If you're not getting the properties at the price you want, send more mail out.
Yeah. And you'll get good at that. There's nothing wrong with saying, look, I hear ya, you know, and I get it. This is my offer. And just leave the door open. Always leave the door open, because you'd be surprised. Sometimes they come back. So make sure you say, hey, you know what? If something changes though, let me know. My offer will stand, you know, for whatever you want to say. And I've had, gosh, $10,000 become $1,000.
Yeah, I know you have.
And stuff, just by being nice and leaving the door open and just saying, you know, hey, I get it. You know, if you want to go out, you know, and if you get that, great, you know, all the best. But if something changes, or, you know, gosh, you're sitting on it for a month and a half and you decide you're done with that, you know, let me know. And they come back.
The only real reason I personally have adjusted a price at all is if somebody who receives an offer calls back and says this, hey, I got your offer for $1,000 and I get it. And I'm ready to sign it and send it back, but my sister owns half of this property, and she wants $1,000 too. So if you could take $1,500, I'm going to go back to her, and I'm going to really sell it hard. We're going to get a $750 check each. If you could just do that, that'd be great, and I'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I will not. This is what I won't do. Same situation. My sister really wants, my sister wants to sell it too. What will you offer? Well, I already just made an offer at $1,000. You got it in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
No. What are you really going to offer?
Oh.
Then I click.
Yeah, you can't go back and forth like that.
Now I'm negotiating
it with silly.
Myself.
Yeah.
I'm negotiating a deal with myself. And I have
you're
a
right.
peeve about that. Do I sound angry about this? Because I am a little.
You're a little negative.
I get upset about this. I sent you an offer. Hey, owner,
I know.
I sent you an offer.
That's why you and I do things differently. You know what? And that's okay, Jack. You're all about the just, and it's, you're right. I mean, this is the best way really is, you know, just get into a system, send out a lot of offers, do the ones that come back and flip them and go.
I see this happen in marriages.
Oh, no.
Hey,
send out a lot of offers.
Hey, husband, this is not right. What you're doing over here, this thing that you're doing is not right. Well, what would you like me to do? I don't know. Try something different. I'll let you know. Okay, well, I'll do it this way then. How's that? Oh, it doesn't feel right yet. How should I do it? I'll let you know. Keep going. I call it a moving target. Keep trying.
No, those aren't the right flowers. No, I don't like those either. Could you imagine?
I see people who have lifelong relationships like this, and it's not gender specific.
I can imagine this. This is great.
The flower thing's perfect.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't like those flowers either.
I can honestly
honestly
say that you are not that kind of person at all.
Could you imagine if I did that? If I said, send them back, that's the wrong color.
I
know that there's people that would do that.
Personally had that happen.
Yeah.
You know what's great about you? You're the first person I've ever known or ever been in a relationship with where I can like literally go buy you a dress.
Oh, yeah.
And bring it back, and you'll put it on and be happy like it's a movie.
Yeah, I like it because you picked it out.
Every person I've ever known, they're like, it's too short,
cool.
It's too long, it's not the right color, all this. It just ends up going back.
No, thank you. That's I appreciate that.
Huge compliment.
Now I know why you get, you're kind of taken aback sometimes. You're like, really? Can I do that? I'm like, yeah, go pick it out. I don't care. I like it. Seriously, it's fun.
Jewelry, too.
Yeah.
I don't think you, I mean, have you ever taken any? And it wouldn't hurt my feelings at all. Honestly,
no.
I don't think you ever have.
Mm-mm. No, I love
it. That's awesome.
Well, that's half of it. Everybody needs to slow down and appreciate it's a gift and where it's coming from. Let's not be that picky. If you want a blue one, go buy yourself a blue one, you know, or whatever it is.
Right.
Come on.
I mean, there's times when you really do need to find out, like if there's something real specific. I don't know. Like there's a few examples I could bring up. Like, I don't know. The main wedding ring or engagement ring or...
How about a house?
Or a house. House is a good example. You do not
want to
surprise.
Hey, baby, I picked it out. Hope you like it.
You know, with that, Jill and I have done real primary residence deals like this. I've done all the work, you know, because I'm crazy. I'll spend 80 hours on finding something like that or a car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say, I got it all down to this. Here's four. And that's how Jill likes it to be presented. Here's four of them. You choose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and instead of... You don't want the grunt awfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And those four are totally acceptable, just like we send out offers.
Mm-hmm.
Those four are totally acceptable to me. Whichever one she chooses is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to work great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Keep doing that.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, call us at 800-725-8816. I already did the technical too, right?
You did.
It's time. That means it's time for Jill to inspire us.
Okay. I'm very proud of this one. What does your desk look like?
Oh.
And what does it say about you?
I love it.
Isn't this good? I just came up with this.
I love it. This
I'm like
is
all
wonderful.
Excited. Think about where you're sitting right now. Is it neat? Is it organized? Is there trash in the corner? Do you have a cups stacked up? Do you have piles on your desk? I'm even thinking about your actual desk. Is it glass? Is it wood? You know, is it one desk? Is it two desks? Is it open to greet people or are you in a corner? Do you look out a window? Do you not look out? I mean, there's so many things. And when you really sit and think about it, it's super interesting. And what's funny is, as I say this, I love my desk. I love my setup, but I'm not a super duper fan about the way I'm facing. And you know what it says about me? I'll tell you right now, Jack. My desk is right now positioned in both the California office and the Scottsdale office. My desks are placed where I thought I wouldn't be in the way. I was trying to make room and for other people, and that's really me.
Mm-hmm.
It really says something. And it's not like I'm not going to go right now and move it and put it in the middle of the room and say, heck with you all. You can just walk around me because this is the best view, which, you know, that's not me. But there are people that are like that too, by the way. So, So Jack, what does your desk say about you?
Says I'm the owner. And I never thought about it until now.
Oh, gosh. Oh, great. Okay.
But the way that it's organized and stuff, I mean, look, here's the thing. I'm one of those people who there's just nothing on my desk ever.
Mm-hmm.
My whole life is completely paperless because it's organized. I'm just, that's how I organize things, mm-hmm. you know? And if it's on my desk, I'm working on it. If that task or what, and my computer's the same way. If it's on my desktop, the desktop of my computer, I'm working on it. If not, it's filed where it's supposed to be. I don't have a wastebasket. I don't have any office supplies.
Yeah, where did that trash go? Where that trash went? You had a cool trash can in here because you thought it looked cool, and then you realize it's a trash can, and now it's hidden.
You know what the truth is there? Not that anybody cares except you. Maybe you don't even. It looked like Oscar the Grouch, his trash can.
I know.
But it was the source of a bloody mess yesterday because it was,
Oh.
You know that first aid scenario that we went through?
Is it gone?
No, it's no.
Oh, heck okay, no. Good. I'll use it. I like it.
I just got to grind down some parts, and I will. Because I love that thing.
That's it.
I love that little trash can. It looks cool.
Okay, cool.
My desk is glass. There's two parts of it. Never had a credenza in my life. That seems silly. I have two huge monitors, sometimes four huge monitors, depending. Like Scottsdale's got four.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
It's just efficient.
So that's about you. And that's true. That's about you.
Yours is wood.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure it's by choice.
It is.
You have a little rolly thing that goes in there with all your stuff.
Because I need a little more room. Because I can't, I'm not like you. I have like pens and things.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny? Because you know why? Jack, this is what it says about me. You know what my rolly thing is there for? It's for a lot of people, including you. You come in looking for sticky notes and pens because they're not on your desk, but you know where to get them on mine. And I'm okay with that.
I have a backpack, not a briefcase. Mm-hmm. I threw my briefcase away when I threw my accounting career away, happily.
In the ocean? Is your briefcase under the bottom of the ocean right now? Is it off the pier?
I threw suits in the ocean. I threw
ties.
Time cards in the ocean.
Yeah. You know what? Do you have a single tie here in California?
I own one tie.
Oh.
And one suit.
Where is it?
It's not here. It's all in Scottsdale.
It's hilarious. I love it. That's good.
And it's only, I'm not even going to say it on the air. You know what it's for, listener.
I
those
know.
Two events.
We really only go to one.
Yeah. And at my age, we don't, there's not a lot of weddings anymore.
That's awesome. Okay.
This is a silly question. Do you have like a, not formal black tie, but like a, you know, a coat, suit, coat, dress to go out to dinner? You probably do.
I
don't even have a coat here.
I do. I actually have, I usually have, and I have it here with me. This is off topic, but it's interesting. I usually do have one special dress up dress that I've never worn that I always keep for an emergency. And I have it here in the closet. In plastic, wrapped, and it's wrapped up in a case. So I have a nice dress. Should I need a quick? We need a dress up dress. Let's go. I have one.
Yeah, that's awesome. I should be more. I would just go buy it, I guess, if we really needed it.
Yeah, and you can do that. That's true. That's good.
So yeah, your desk probably says a lot. I read an article a long time ago. It stuck with me, obviously, about what it was written by, brilliantly written by a person who owns an office cleaning company. And it was written because there was a person, a mid-range manager, had a wastebasket under their desk, like one of those Rubbermaid, mm-hmm. and they had a file, like a manila file, on there, just sitting on top of that garbage can,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. set on there. It's not in the garbage can, but right. set there, like, for because they ran out of desk
like
space.
Like a top
maybe.
On it.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Well, that got all thrown away, and the person blew their top because it was important stuff.
Oh.
So this cleaning company wrote a blog or an article about, you know, how executives have nothing on their desk ever, and mid-range people have a ton of work and there's stuff everywhere, and then like the worker / technicians or the associates are,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are they're ultra organized. Mm-hmm. So it's always a middle manager that's a mess.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
And then their take was the middle manager's a mess. Don't touch any of their stuff. Just clean around it. The top level manager wants everything scrubbed down clean,
mm-hmm.
like, and disinfected, even though there's not doing any work at all. And the lowest level person's incredibly organized and everything's locked, and, you know. And you know what? That rings true. I mm-hmm. mean, it really, at every company I've ever, including these companies we have, it's mm-hmm. pretty much true.
Yeah, I agree. Good stuff.
Jill's cutting me off. It's really funny. I get kicked under the table sometimes. On that note, Join us in another episode where we discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. I'll try not to let Jack go that long next time. That's me.
To talk about dresses and suit coats that you don't really care about.
We use it every day to buy property. It doesn't sound like we buy any property around here as much as he's chatting, but we do. For half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your idiosyncratic ambition to buy real estate. Where did that show go?
What the heck? Oh my goodness. I usually don't have to reel you back in, but boy, I was like, where are you going?
Too much Diet Coke in the morning.
That's it. Exactly. I'm going to tell the truth. You drink Mountain Dew.
Well, it's Diet Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. But you get jacked up.
Am I too jacked up right now?
Yes. All right. You get jacked up. It's kind of funny.
Now that the show's over, I'll reel it back in.
It's all good. I'm just teasing, but it's funny. I see it happening. It's kind of
information and inspiration to buy undervalued property. Thanks, Jill.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.